been your biggest takeaways from your first 7 practices you had?
I think last time we spoke, I think, you know, you can still see where our guys paid a lot of dividends this summer. Once you get into that first week, there's always those little bumps and bruises and those little lulls and high peaks and a little bit of valleys in practice. And I think that's pretty normal. And so we get to coach ourselves through those and teach through those and kind of really hone in on the process itself instead of the result.
How would you describe what your quarterback room is like right now?
Minus Justin, inexperienced. Probably the best word.
What led to Birch staying at quarterback? You put him in a red jersey, I think, a couple days ago. What made the decision to keep him?
Well, first Coach Taggart, and then we felt like he was doing some really nice things as a young guy in our room to build some depth, and we've enjoyed having him in that room.
Back in when you were playing, what was the biggest difference for you between your first year and second year once you started getting playing? Like, basically, like, where Justin's at?
Yeah. That first year, that jump to that sophomore year, you make at least, I felt like myself and then the guys over my career that have had that jump, you can make exponential jumps, leaps. Just being able for the game to slow down a little bit, you know, the maturity level. I don't think you've got it all figured out, but I think the game slows down a little bit and you get to work through some things. Obviously, having a coaching change in within that can be a little bit of an impediment, but I think it's worked out well.
But was there a game for you where, like, you kind of just felt like, okay, you know, this is coming to me slow, or like where this is just different for you?
You know, I don't know if there's a specific game. I just remember that year was a different year. I felt better coming out of the weight room after a summer, very similar to how his body's changed. Obviously, he's much bigger and better than I was, in my opinion. But I think that I do remember that difference I had in maturity for the game.
Did you redshirt between your...
I did not. I started a true freshman.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Birch, the guy who got the red jersey on now, is that a thought that he may... How's he looked and he came in as an athlete? Is that a spot you think he'll stay, or is it kind of experimental?
Yeah, I answered earlier. I think it's been a good process for him this week, coming in 7 days in as a true freshman, has added depth to our room, and he's done a lot of nice things. I think we'll continue there until we feel we can add value anywhere else.
Does it look like the game is starting to slow down for these freshmen and these new faces? Is there a point, like, can you tell a weekend the game is slowing down, they're starting to catch on?
At times, but they're drinking through a fire hose right now. You know, 90% of, for instance, the wide receiver room, if Charles Nelson is out with a little bit of a ding and Alex is out, if Dylan's out, every guy in that room raises their hand. They're in their 7th practice. It is what it is. Get out there, roll it out, and let's go. Cut it loose. Have fun.
How has Schooler looked so far?
Done a great job. It's been a few practices. He came in late, right kind of the middle of an install. So the way we install, we recycle installs. So he's kind of, we get back into the new one. He wasn't there for the first one. But he's done an awesome job. Effort, he's displayed some really nice things outside that I think that are going to be valuable. And every day is a great day for us to go out and really critique him and for him to critique himself.
Has he blended it enough to where he's a receiver now? He's not going to be back at all? He's a wide receiver?
That's corner office decision. I'm right in the middle. He's there today.
What's his role in the wide receiver group in this offense?
Run, catch, block. No blocky, no rocky.
Have you always been as active on social media as you are today?
Have I always been? Pretty active. I think that's kind of the world we live in now, you know. I think it helps promote the value of this place, the value of our program, our players, our staff, and recruiting. That's a huge component, you know. So I think getting our message out and having a chance for a larger breadth of people to see who we are helps us.
Is that something you guys like coordinate on, or is that something you guys do individually?
Yeah, we talk about it. I think we visit a lot. We've had a couple people come in and talk to us a little bit more about it. I think it's the world we live in. Again, I think it's anytime we can go ahead and spread the word, you know, and spread the word of what we're about and get people to know who we are, especially as a new staff, you know, and a place that apparently couldn't get people to, then we got to be able to do it.